This goes to Dr. McLaughlin, M like Mary, C, capital L-A-U-G-H-L-I-N. Fax 989-224-2065 regarding Sue Schmid, S-C-H-M-I-D, date of birth 4/29/1951. Dear Dr. McLaughlin, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Schmid with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, type 1 diabetes, and atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was December 27th of last year. She has lost 12 pounds over the last 7 months, but she's been helping her husband with urinary blockage issues, and she's had to manage his catheter and drainage system. And he will be having a TUR, a transurethral prostate resection, soon, and hopefully then he will not require an indwelling catheter at that point. And that should help her stress level, she hopes. She reports that she was ill with COVID in March of this year, but she's recovered fully and has no side effects or after effects from the illness. Currently, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain. She does have chronic irregular heart rate because of the atrial fibrillation. She has some dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest, no orthopnea or PND. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril 10 milligram daily, and then lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5, and she takes a half tablet once daily. Also, metoprolol 100 milligram daily, extended release, and she's anticoagulated with warfarin. Physical exam, weight is 208 pounds. Blood pressure is 130 over 80. Pulse was 112 and irregular today. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart irregular, somewhat rapid rate. She's asymptomatic. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 2nd of 2023. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is low. There was no protein or microalbumin at all. Hemoglobin 13.2, normal white count, normal platelets. Sodium is 144. Potassium is 3.8. Carbon dioxide 31. Creatinine 1.15, which is stable with estimated GFR of 51. Calcium 9.77, albumin 4.1, and phosphorus 2.5. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease. No progression, no symptoms, no indication for dialysis. 2, type 1 diabetes. No proteinuria. Stable. 3, hypertension, currently well controlled. 4, chronic atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with warfarin. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.